Right, today was Tu B'Av, the 15th day of Av. I thought I should say a few words about the Yontif, and then I'll pick up Lee Netter tomorrow night with our regular shiur about men and women accepting Shabbos at different times. So the last Mishnah in the second Tanya, it says, Amar Mishnah B'Liel, lo yomi tov b'Yisrael k'chamisha sarah v'chiyom ha-kippurim. That there were never greater Yontovim for the Jewish people than the 15th day of Av and Yom Kippur. Now, the Gemara says, what's Yom Kippur? I understand. Yom Kippur is Yom Slichu Mechila, a day that everybody has atonement of their Aveirot. And Yom Shninu Bo Luchot Achronot, the second Luchot were given on Yom Kippur. We know that Moshe Rabbeinu broke the first Luchot on the 17th day of Tammuz, and then he went back up to Har Sinai, and then he came down, and he came back up. And anyway, eventually he came down on Yom Kippur, and he brought a second set of Luchot. And then the Mishnah says, on those days, they would go out with borrowed white clothes. Everybody's borrowing clothes, not to embarrass somebody who doesn't have. So you have, you don't have, you borrow, everybody's borrowing that day. All the kelim, all the clothes require tefillah in the mikvah. Some want to say the tefillah in the mikvah is also not to be mevayish somebody, but meaning like it's a little embarrassing if it was tameh. So everybody's tovling all the kelim. So he says, so the young women of Yerushalayim would go out and dance in the vineyards. What would they say? Bachur sinai necharei. They would say, young man, look up and see. What are you going to pick? Don't look at beauty, look at yichus. Sheker achein behevel yofi, isher yirad Hashem hitatalal, quotes the pasuk. You know, a God-fearing woman is the most praiseworthy thing. And he quotes now, at the end he says, now, the end of the Mishnah talks about Yom Kippur. It says, the Gemara quotes, the Mishnah quotes a pasuk in Shir Shirim, Melech Shlomo means a Kaddish Baruch Hu. See a Kaddish Baruch Hu, Ba'atarash Itra Lo Imo, with the crown that his mother gave him, the crown is the mother is Knesset Yisrael. So look at the crown that Klal Yisrael gave a Kaddish Baruch Hu, B'yom Chatunato, on the day of his wedding, U'b'yom Simchat Libo, means on Yom Kippur. B'yom Chatunato, Zematan Torah, refers to the day of giving the Torah, showing, we got that. U'b'yom Simchat Libo, Zeminim Bin HaMikdash, refers to the building of the base of Mikdash, which also was dedicated on Yom Kippur. So Yom Kippur, that we got covered. So the Gemara says, Yom Kippur, I know what's going on Yom Kippur, so what's so special about Tu B'Av? And the Gemara gives six reasons why Tu B'Av was a holiday. And the first of the six reasons is that in the Midbar, so there was a gzeira that if you were from a family with only daughters, you had to marry within the Shevet. You had to marry within your tribe, like Tzlafchad. So they were supposed to marry within the Shevet, and then at a later point in time, they were matir that. They lifted the ban, and they said you can marry whoever you want. So that was the day of great simcha. This is the Gemara has. So I just want to go over. There's a Shem Yishmuel. I've done this in the past, but it doesn't. The same Torah doesn't hurt. So the Shem Yishmuel asks. So it's quite a statement that no greater Yom Tov than Yom Kippur and Tu B'Av. I mean, is that really true? That's really the case. Tu B'Av no greater Yom Tov. Pesach's not greater. Shavuot's not greater. Sukkot. Tu B'Av is greater than all those holidays. So how is Tu B'Av greater than all those holidays? So, the Shem Yishmuel says that everything is accentuated by its contrast. He says, there's a pasuk, Kitrona Or Menachoshech, like light stands out compared to darkness. Like you've been in a dark hole, you get out, light, it's like really, really shines up. So, Ulataz Yom Tovim, what's the characteristic of a Yontiv? A Yontiv is a time when we can come closer to a Kaddish Baruch Hu. What do we say in our davening? Atavak Hartanu, you've chosen us. Ahavto Tanu, you've loved us. Ratzita Banu, you've favored us. He says, Bekirav Tanu Malkenu, you brought us closer. That's the time of a Yontiv. When the Yontiv comes, when it comes at a time which is, in other words, if the Yontiv comes at a time where it's not opposed to it the time before, let's say Pesach comes. So the days before Pesach are not at times of distance, so it's a nice Yontiv. Shavuot is the same way. But Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur, they each come before a time of tremendous hitrachakut, when we feel distance from a Kaddish Baruch Hu. How so? He says, the Zman before Tu B'Av It says Rechak Hashem and Ha'adam. It says it's a pasuk that Hashem will distance man. In other words, like we're going through the 3 weeks, so I feel like we're, you know, in, like pushed off. Kinemar Eit Lerchok, a time to be distanced. And the time before Yom Kippur is also a time of Yimei Adin, times of Dinim. So that's the aspect of small docha, like the left hand pushes away. He says, so therefore on Rosh Hashanah, the Haftarah on the second day of Rosh Hashanah is Merachok Hashem Nirali. From the distance, God appeared to me. In other words, it's emphasizing time distance. So then, when you get to a point in time of Hitkarvut, Ba'ahava, where we feel the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that's a very special yantiv. So that's what Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur are so different. Day before, all the days before Yom Kippur, that's a time of distancing from Hashem. Then we get to the Yom Kippur, so we feel like we're enveloped in Hashem's love. Same thing with Tu B'Av. Now, he quotes from the Ramban. The Ramban has a sefer, Ha'emunah V'Bitachon. The Ramban wrote a number of svarim. So Rabbi Ezra Schwartz showed me, pointed out where this was, but the Ramban says that any Ava that comes to a person, you have to put it in a chefetz shel mitzvah. In other words, if I feel motivated with the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I shouldn't just experience the love. I have to take that hargasha and put it in a chefetz shel mitzvah. So therefore, from Tu B'Av Ve'elach, so Chazal teach us, La Mosif Yasif. If you don't increase your learning, in other words, the aspect to encapsulate the love is Lima Torah for Tu B'Av. That's what Chazal teach us. After Tu B'Av, if a person doesn't increase his learning, so Yasif, he's gonna Chas V'Shalom die. The Chafetz there is the Gavur Torah. After Yom Kippur, we have Sukkos. So there it says, Vimino Techabkeni. Like with your right hand, you hug me. And therefore, we have a lot of mitzvot. The Medrash brings down, it figures that on Sukkos, you have 7 mitzvot. How so? The Medrash figures you have 4 minim. The Medrash figures the 4 minim are 4 mitzvahs. You have 1 sukkah, also 1 mitzvah. 1 korban chagiga, 1 shalmei simcha. So the Medrash says on Sukkos, you have 7 mitzvahs, but 7 is the ultimate number. 7 is the ultimate number. It includes everything. So that's it. So that's the mitzvahs are the kelim that we put everything in. So the idea is that it's Tu B'Av today. So a lot of people, it's hard to feel, you know, so much of a yantav now with Tu B'Av. You know, but the way to experience Tu B'Av and Yom Kippur is to convert those feelings of Av that we feel from a Kadosh Baruch Hu and put it in a kelim of a mitzvah. Either now with learning Torah. And if anybody wants to join Daf Yomi, we're about to have a Siyum Gittin soon, but there's other Shirim here in the shul as well. But after Sukkot, all the mitzvahs. Okay, I think that's it tonight.